If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, and welcome to Headbangers Soup Kitchen. We've got a great show for you guys today. We're going to be making a delicious leek and potato soup, and it's going to be good. So we're going to start by cutting our leeks, and we're going to cut off the upper green part of the leek. We don't want that. And we're also going to cut the bottom off slightly. Next, I'm going to just cut the leeks into rounds. Next, we're going to cut up our potatoes, and I'm going to chop this really fine so it cooks much faster. If you make bigger chunks of your potato, it'll take a lot longer to cook. So we're going to start our delicious potato and leek soup by melting some butter in our pan. And you can use a little bit of olive oil as well to stop the butter from burning. Now that our butter has melted, we're going to add in our vegetables. First, we add in the leeks. Give them a good stir. Next, I throw in one chopped red onion. And I do that because I believe it adds a lot more flavor to the soup. However, if you want a pure leek and potato soup, you can completely skip the onion. And we're aiming to cook the vegetables without color. Next, I'm going to add in a couple of cloves of garlic. I love garlic in my food, so I'm using quite a bit, but feel free to leave out the garlic if you don't like it. And finally, I add in my potatoes. At this point, we're going to season it with some salt and pepper. You can see that our vegetables are cooking nicely and starting to soften. Now that our vegetables have softened and cooked nicely, I'm going to add some chicken stock. And you can even add vegetable stock if you're a vegetarian, or you can even add beef broth if you want a completely different flavor. I'm using about 500 mils of stock. Give that a good stir. Now that our soup is boiling, I'm just going to turn down the flame, cover it with the lid, and cook for 10 minutes more. Now that our soup has been cooking for 10 minutes, it's time to finish it off. We're going to add some cream to our soup at this point. And this is just your regular cream. So if you want to make your soup without cream, you can go right ahead. A great alternative to using cream is to add a handful of cauliflower. Yep, that does make your soup rather creamy. Cover the soup and cook for another 2 minutes. So our soup's ready, and there's just one thing more to do, and that is to blitz it. So our soup is pretty much ready, and if you want a silkier and smoother texture, you can strain the soup before eating it. I, however, prefer a slightly chunkier soup, so I'm going to leave it as it is. And we're going to finish it off with a handful of chives and a little bit of black pepper. So that's our leek and potato soup. Simple, easy, and delicious. If you like what we do, give our video the thumbs up and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also, leave me a comment and tell me what soup you'd like me to make next time. So if you'd like to support what we do, well, then get a t-shirt from redwolf.in. Until next time, cheers and keep cooking.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.